The church needs more people to serve him together.
教会需要更多的人来一同侍奉神。
And so therefore, we often open up opportunities for brothers and sisters.
就常常我们给弟兄姊妹许多的机会。
And as you know that upon this pulpit service,
在这个讲台上
，and the speaker was also an interpreter.
讲员也是翻译的。
And sometimes the speaker speaks.
有时候讲员会讲一篇道。
Sometimes the interpreters interpret.
翻译的就翻译句。
And it would be better if we have enough speakers and interpreters.
如果我们有更多的讲员或更多的翻译的人，那会更好。
And but how are we going to accomplish such a thing?
我们怎么样成就这样的事？
Therefore, we desire for everyone to come to seek after the Lord.
我们盼望每一个人都来寻求神。
Lord, what shall I do?
问神说，神，我到底要做什么？
When I come into your house, I don't want to be just sitting there and listen.
当我来到神的家，我不盼望只是坐在那里听。
I pray that I listen with understanding.
我盼望我在那里听的时候能够明白。
With my understanding, Lord, help me to serve.
因为明白了神的话，我就可以来侍奉。
Therefore, I would like to give everyone an opportunity.
所以我愿意给大家都有这样的机会。
Not to be speakers.
并不是要你们做讲员。
Not yet.
还没有到时候。
Unless the Lord call you clearly.
除非神呼召你。
But if the Lord hasn't called you to be speakers.
如果神没有召你出来做讲员。
And I hope to call you as an interpreter.
我盼望召你出来做一个翻译的。
If you are bilingual.
如果你是双语的。
And if you are willing to learn.
你也愿意学操练。
I would like to train somebody.
我愿意训练你们。
And if there is one, two, three, or four people like to learn,
如果有两三个人愿意学习
do come talk to me.
请你来跟我谈。
And, or I will talk to you.
或者我会来找你谈。
And because we do need more interpreters in his house.
因为我们在神的家，我们需要更多的翻译。
And because we all want to serve the Lord.
因为我们都愿意来侍奉神。
And it is our pressure and our privilege to pleasure and privilege to serve the Lord.
这是我们的权利可以来侍奉神。
And as we began this series of message on the spiritual reality,
在我们开始这个一篇信息就讲到属灵的实际。
And we know we have learned something so far.
我们知道我们已经学了一些。
And if we are to serve the Lord together, we need to remember what we have learned.
如果我们要一同侍奉，我们需要记得我们所学的。
And what did we know about spiritual reality so far?
到目前为止，我们到底知道什么是圣灵的实际？
And we know from John that the Holy Spirit comes to lead us into all truth, all reality.
约翰福音告诉我们，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导我们进入一切的真理。
And the truth is the reality.
真理就是实际。
And we are to pursue truth together in his house.
我们要在神家中一同来追求实际。
And the reality is all around us all the time.
实际一直都在我们周围。
But it needs for us to pay attention to it.
但是我们要注意它。
And I often tell the young people,
我常常对年轻人说,
And I say when the reality catch up with you, then you will know that you are in a difficult situation.
当实际追上你的时候，你才知道你在一个困难的处境。
And when we grow up as a young person,
当我们长大的时候
，and we will face many hardship,
我们会面对许多的难处。
And sometimes we will even fail miserably.
有时候我们会很痛苦的失败。
But hardships and failures are not supposed to knock us down.
但困难或失败并不会把我们打倒。
They are merely one type of reality that God has measured in around us.
这只是神量给我们的一个实际。
If we pay attention to our reality,
如果我们注意我们周围的实际，
then we know that it is God speaking to us.
那我们就知道是神在对我们说话。
He is using our reality to catch our attention.
他是用实际来抓住我们的注意力。
So last time we talked about from Amos 4:12,
上次我们从阿摩斯书第十二章，
and it says that because the Lord I will do this,To you,
第四章十二节说，主说，我既这样行。
And therefore you must prepare to meet your God, O Israel.
你当预备迎接你的神。
And we will meet up with reality one way or the other.
无论怎么样，我们总会遇见我那一个实际。
And sometimes we are so slow to remember what the Lord has taught us.
有时候我们比较迟钝。
And so therefore we make mistakes time and again.
所以我们常常会犯错。
But then the Lord does not want us to fall in weakness all the time.
但主不要我们一直落在软弱的光景。
If the Lord truly loves us,
如果神真的爱我们，
He wants to raise us up from the crumbling heap.
他要把我们从软弱中举起来。
He wants to pick us up out of our own miserable failures.
他要把我们从所有痛苦中拔出来。
The Lord teaches all sorts of lessons in order to help us to prepare ourselves to meet Him.
神叫我们学许多的功课，为要叫人预备我们的心来遇见他。
Our God is loving and He is kind.
我们的神是慈爱的。
He never come with the motive of chastising us to a point that we cannot get up.
他来不是要来责罚我们。
A lot of times when we go through hardship, we say, "Oh, there's no way out. Woe to me."
有时候当我们经过难处的时候，我们觉得没有出路了。
I say you forget about Jesus Christ.
哦，就说你忘记耶稣基督了。
Jesus Christ comes to save exactly people like that.
耶稣就是要来拯救像我们这样的人。
We're but hopeless sinners.
我们都是无望的罪人。
We sin and sin again.
我们一再的犯罪。
We fail and fail again.
我们一再的失败。
And sometimes we make careless mistakes again and again.
有时候我们常常会犯错。
But then these are our realities. There's nothing we can do about it.
但这是我们的实际，我们救不了自己。
But if we have the wisdom from above,
但我们若是有从天上来的智慧，
This is the time we prepare ourselves to meet the Lord.
这是我们该预备迎接神的时候。
God wants us to come to Him.
神要我们来到他的面前。
And when we come to Him, He will strengthen us.
当我们来到他面前，他就要加我们力量。
So we can rise up above all things.
所以我们就可以起来。
For the Lord.Desire to put us on a higher rock.
神把我们放在更高之处。
Above all our adversary.
超过我们所有的困难。
Above all our hardship.
超过我们所有的仇敌。
And that we may see our Lord face to face.
让我们可以见主的面。
But is that simple?
是这样简单吗？
Yes and no.
是也不是。
Yes, if we.Remember the Lord's teaching all the time.
是，如果我们一直都记得神的教导。
But we are forgetful.
但我们常常很健忘。
We heard the message just last week, and we forget about what we learned today.
我们上个礼拜听的信息，我们已经忘记了。
And perhaps sometimes we even forget about the lessons we learned yesterday.
有时候我们也忘记昨天刚刚学的功课。
We are of a very forgetful nature.
我们是很健忘的。
Therefore, we need each other to help us along.
所以我们需要彼此来帮助。
We need fellowship in the body of Christ.
我们需要在基督里有交通。
And we need to follow the flock of the Lord to read His words together.
我们需要跟随神的羊群来一起读他的话语。
So the church is raising up some movement that we will all come together and read His words.
就像现在教会有这样的一起起来读神的话。
Why?
为什么?
Because we are forgetful people.
因为我们是健忘的人。
If we do not have the words really strongly stored up in our hearts,
如果我们神的话不在我们的里面那样的坚固,
the Holy Spirit has a difficult time to teach us His words.
圣灵就很困难教导我们。
If we don't open up our Bible during the week,
如果我们在一个礼拜里面都不打开圣经。
And if we only relied on Sunday to listen to a message,
如果只是在主日来听一篇道，
you are not very receptive of the words of God.
那你对神的话就不会有什么反应。
Therefore, we encourage everyone to join in.
所以我们盼望每一个人都加入。
Because we know our nature, we are forgetful people.
因为我们知道我们天然的生命都是很健忘的。
By reading the words of the Lord together,
当我们一起读神的话，
we let His words richly dwell in us.
我们让他的话丰丰富富藏在心里。
Then one day a speaker talk about this.
当有一天讲员在讲一句的话的时候，
my heart is wakened up.
我的心就苏醒过来。
My Holy Spirit inside is reacting.
在我里面的圣灵就有反应。
And echoing with the speaker's words that yes, amen, I know this.
就对 对讲员所说的我们会有反应。
Our mind will kick in gear to say, oh yes, this is something I know.
我们的心思就会有反应说哦这是我知道的。
Then we are not only hearing a message,
我们并不只是听到一篇道。
But we'll be able to have a chance to apply the message.
我们还有机会来运用这样的道。
A lot of people say knowledge is power.
很多人说智慧就是能力。这知识就是能力。
But I say this is half true.
我说这只是一半对的。
Knowledge is not power.
知识并不是能力。
Only applied knowledge is power.
只有你运用智慧的时候才是能力。
You may know that God is love, but you never come to the loving God.
你知道神是爱，但是你从来没有来到这一位爱的神面前。
You can never know love.
你永远不会知道什么是爱。
You know the Bible is the living words of God, but you never read it.
你知道圣经是神活的道。
That knowledge cannot set you free.
但你从来不读这样的道，却没有办法释放你。
If we are the Lord's disciples,
如果我们是神的门徒
，we heed His words.
我们需要他的话。
And then we obey His words.
我们也顺服他的话。
Then we are set free by the truth.
然后真理就将我们释放。
Apply knowledge is power.
运用知识就是能力。
But before we can apply the knowledge, let us first have the knowledge.
在我们可以运用知识之前，我们先需要得到知识。
Therefore, I would like to encourage all of us read the Bible every day.
所以我勉励每一个都一起来读神的话。
And remember, when you read the Bible, come to the Lord Jesus Christ.
当你读神话的时候，记得要来到神的面前。
Because He will lead you into all truth.
因为他要引导你进入一切的真理。
And when you face up to your own reality,
当你面对你自己的实际，
remember to prepare yourself to meet the Lord.
记得你当预备迎接你的神。
And again, reality is not the goal.
实际并不是我们终极的目的。
And I'm saying, our reality is not God's goal.
我们的实际并不是神的目的。
They are just a vessel, a way for the Lord to reach to us.
它只是一个器皿，是神要得到我们的一个途径。
But as we read on to this topic a little further,
我们在往深入一点的时候
，we want to explain spiritual reality closer to the hearts of God.
我们要讲到属灵的实际更靠近神的心。
So I hope for us to stay with me on this course.
我盼望大家能够与我在一起。
The spiritual reality, in fact, is the lessons for all our spiritual journey.
属灵的实际是为了我们属灵的这个旅程。
And it is something for us all to enter into.
是我们每一个人都需要进入的。
Ultimately, God is our only spiritual reality.
最终神是我们唯一的属灵实际。
The Holy Spirit comes to lead us into all truth.
真理来是要引导我们进入一切的实际。
Jesus Christ is the truth.
耶稣基督就是真理。
And so therefore we know that we are all talking about the same thing.
我们知道我们都在讲同样一件事。
But we are coming from different angles.
但是我们从不同的角度来讲。
So do stay with me to learn on this subject, spiritual reality.
所以请你们和我在一起，我们一起来看属灵的实际。
And we've been looking in this topic from the book of Amos.
我们从阿摩斯书来看这一个题目。
If you will turn with me, open your Bible to book of Amos.
请你打开圣经到阿摩斯书。
And we will read a few verses.
我们读几节圣经。
And then we will talk about them.
那我们就再来交通。
And then we will read some more.
那我们再读一些。
So I hope for everyone not only to read Bible every day at home.
我盼望你们不只是每一天在家里读圣经。
But have a habit to bring your Bible to church.
有一个习惯把你的圣经带到教会里面。
When you come to message meeting, don't just sit there.
当你来听一篇道的时候，不要只是坐在那里。
And I hope that this is not something that I talk down to you.
我希望这不是叫你们
I'm not talking down to you. 不是对你们，就是我把自己讲的高，把你们讲的低。But we are equal here.
我们是平等的。
And we all should bring the Bible to church.
我们都需要带圣经到教会里。
Whether you are preaching or you are reading.
不管你是讲道的还是你在这座里听的。
And it should be the weapons in our hands at all times.
这是我们手中的兵器。
So let us practice this.
我们一起来操练。
Okay, so we will all have a Bible on hand. And if you keep up with the Bible schedule, eventually it will be easier for you to find where Amos is.
如果你跟着教会读经的进度，你一定会找到阿摩斯书在哪里。
And we must grow in this spiritual journey.
我们要在这一个属灵的旅程中成长。
And the common saying is, better late than never.
有一句话说，宁可迟不要不做。
So we are all entering into it as the disciple of Christ.
我们都进入,
And Book of Amos chapter 1.
阿摩斯书第一章,
verse 2.
第二节,
and we'll read it together.
我们一起读,
and he said, the Lord roars from Zion and from Jerusalem. He utters his voice and the shepherd's pasture grounds mourn and the summit of Carmel dries up. The Lord does not roar all the time.
主并没有一直在吼叫。
And the Bible here says that the Lord roars from Zion.
圣经在这里说主必从锡安吼叫。
And from Jerusalem he utters his voice.
从耶路撒冷发声。
And you know that our Lord has a name. He is called the Lamb of God.
我们知道主神有一个名字叫做 神的羔羊。
The book of Isaiah described the Lamb of God as silent without a sound.
在以赛亚书里面讲到神的羔羊的时候，他是说默默无声的。
That is one aspect of our Jesus Christ.
那是耶稣基督的一面。
Which is a very unique thing that the Lord will keep his silence.
也是很奇特的一件事情，主是那样默默无声的。
And most of us cannot keep our silence for too long.
有的时候我们并没有办法默默无声。
We long for companions so that we can pour out our guts.
我们渴慕有同伴，所以我们够把我们里面的心思向他倾吐。
But when the Lamb of God comes to this earth, he has no one to empathize with him.
当神的羔羊来到地上的时候，没有人认同他。
He tells his disciples of the things to come.
他告诉他的门徒将来必成的事。
Everybody heard but without understanding.
人听见了却不明白。
And so a lot of times he just have to keep silence.
所以很多时候他只能够默默无声。
Only he knows.
只有他自己知道。
Only his heavenly father knows.
只有他天上的父知道。
And by the way, Jesus Christ's spiritual reality is his father in heaven.
主耶稣他自己的属灵实际就是他在天上的父。
Because he has this spiritual reality in him.
因为他在里面有这样一个属灵的实际。
Therefore, he is very determined to walk on the Lord's way.
所以他定义走在这一条路上。
And therefore, he knows how to proceed forward.
他也知道要怎样往前。
And very sad, no one understood him.
但是很可悲的是，没有人明白他。
But very joyful, the Father understood him.
但很喜乐的是，父神知道他。
So when everybody thought this is terrible,
当所有人觉得这个太糟糕了。
But our Lord Jesus suddenly rejoiced.
但主忽然就欢喜。
Because he has a spiritual reality in him that no one understands.
因为在他里面有一个属灵的实际是别人不知道的。
Our Lord does not roar all the time.
主并不是常常吼叫。
But here we read from Book Amos, the Lord roars from Zion.
但在这里我们看见说主必从锡安吼叫。
Then we know that it is not talking about his loving side.
这里并不是讲到主慈爱的一面。
And it is talking about his judgment side.
是讲到主他审判的一面。
Now we must qualify this.
我们要认识这一个,
that when the Lord judges, he judges also in love.
当主审判的时候, 他是在爱中审判。
But then there are times that when the Lord judges us in love, he needs to roar.
有时候主在爱中审判的时候, 他需要向我们吼叫。
Then we know that Jesus Christ also has another name called the Lion of Judah.
我们也知道主另外还有一个名字, 叫做犹大的狮子。
Oh, this Lion of Judah is so strong and courageous.
犹大的狮子那样的勇猛。
And when he walked on this earth, all the enemies would flee from him.
当他在地上行走的时候, 所有的仇敌都逃跑。
Who can bear the sight of the Lion of Judah when he is parading on the streets?
当犹大的狮子 在地上行走的时候，谁能够来看来望他？
And when we read the gospel book, even the demons were so afraid.
我们在读福音书的时候，连魔鬼都那样的惧怕。
And the demons would say, it is not time yet, are you coming to judge us?
鬼魔会说，时候还没有到，你是要来审判我们的吗？
Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lion of Judah.
主耶稣他是犹大的狮子。
And the spiritual world could not afford to ignore him.
在属灵的境界里面没有办法忽略他。
But the amazing thing is people ignore him.
但奇妙的是人却忽略他。
And the most amazing thing is the believers, supposedly believer of God, ignore him.
最稀奇的是他的门徒忽略他。
And when we read the book of Amos, we know that the kingdom of Israel ignored him.
我们看到阿摩斯书里面犹大以色列国忽略了他。
And the nations of the earth ignore him.
地上的万邦忽略了他。
And so therefore, the Lord opens up with this book. The Lord roars from Zion.
所以在这一卷书里面说，主必从锡安吼叫。
And you know, it takes a lot for someone to roar.
一个人要吼叫需要有很大的力气。
And he must be either very mad.
或者他是非常愤怒。
Or he has so much love in him that he has to roar.
或者在他里面有那样深的爱，他要吼叫。
And our Lord is not mad.
但我们主并不是真的生气。
But he cannot keep his silence anymore on his believers.
但他不能再默默无声。
It's just like when he sees his believers, his people is crossing the street without looking, and the car is about to hit them.
就像当他看到有人过马路 不看车辆的时候
And that is the time not to keep silence.
那不是你要默默无声的时候
That is the time that you have to roar, you have to get his attention.
那是你需要吼叫要得到他注意力的时候
And the book of Amos is set in such dangerous times.
阿摩斯书是在这样的一个情形中写的
And the people of Israel is living in a very prosperous time.
以色列人是活在一个很丰富的时候。
And outwardly they have everything.
外面来看他们有得到一切。
And they have the good harvest year after year.
他们年年都有丰收。
And they have been building bigger houses.
他们的房子越盖越建越大。
And their business is trading far and wide.
他们的生意越做越广。
And then their religious life is even being upkept very well.
他们宗教的生活也那样的好。
And they always go down to the Bethel, a place called Bethel, we'll talk about it later.
他们常常去伯特利。
And to worship.
去敬拜。
And because their king has set a golden calf there for them to worship.
因为他们的王在那里做了一个金牛犊。
And they live in a time very easy, very efficient, very fast,and very prosperous.
他们活在一个非常轻松非常富有的时代。
They live in a time similar to us now.
好像和我们现在的时代差不多。
We all understand time is money.
我们都知道说时间就是金钱。
And so therefore we look for things that is easy, fast, and simple.
所以我们常常寻求一些快的简单的事。
And a lot of times, why? Because we have to move on to the next thing. Time is money.
为什么？因为我们要往接下面一件事情，因为时间就是金钱。
Anything wrong with easy, fast, and simple?
任何事情和快、简单。
Is there anything wrong with these fast, easy, simple things?
和这些快和简单的事情有错吗？
Well,Nothing wrong if you don't look about spiritual reality.
所以你看属灵实际的时候并没有什么错。
In fact, all the religious world today is practicing the same thing as the world is also.
宗教也在这样子的操练。
You know, when I went to China to have a missionary trip with our brothers,
我与弟兄们一起去中国宣教的时候。
And people of China have not caught up with this easy, fast, and simple religious world yet.
在中国的人还没有完全赶上这样子的情形。
And for them, time is important, but they don't equate that with money.
他们并不是把这个和金钱来同等。
When they come to meeting, they want to know the Lord and they want to hear Him.
当他们来到聚会的里面，他们要遇见神，要听见神的话。
And they are willing to spend a whole day in doing that.
他们愿意花一整天的时间在那里。
In fact, 2 days, 3 days in a row like that.
甚至两天、三天的时间。
And they spend 5 meetings a day.
他们一天聚五堂会。
And each meeting is about 2 hours to 3 hours.
每一堂聚会大概两三个小时。
You cannot see easy, simple, fast in that group of people.
你在那些人中间，你看不见轻松简单的事情。
But in America, no, no, no. Everything goes fast and easy.
在美国不是这样子，每一件事情都要快，都要轻松简单。
A lot of times when we preach more than one point, someone will respond.
有的时候我们讲道讲太多了。
Oh, this is too complicated.
有人就会说，哦，这个太复杂了。
This is too long.
这个太长了。
I'm not saying that we speakers don't have, you know, we also have to learn to bring up the point fast.
我们做讲员的也需要学习怎么把讲到重点。
But I'm trying to make a parallel.
但是我是在做一个对比。
We are living in a lot of times two different worlds.
我们活在两个不同的世界。
One world is promoting easy, fast, and simple.
一个世界一直要我们快、简单、轻松。
And so you know, doesn't matter you come to church or you go to office meeting or you go to school. Everyone is practicing these things. To the point.
无论是在教会、在工作场所、在学校里面，每一个人都在这样的操练。
And of course, you know, some people do this effectively and then they bring good results.
有的人做得很有果效。
And some people just do it superficially, and then they're just doing the outward form.
有的人都只是在外面做。
For example,
举一个例子。
If you go to a top school versus a third tier school,
如果你去一个顶尖的学校或去一个普通的学校。
And two professors come up.
两个教授站起来。
And in the top tier professor, they give you points also. 1, 2, 3, 4. This is about that.
在顶尖的学校里，教授也给你分数。
The professor assumed that you will study on your own to know what the whole thing is about.
但教授只是觉得说你自己会来学习。
Of course, in the school that is top school, then every student study and know how to study, and then they get the thing together.
在顶尖的学校，每一个学生都知道如何来学习。
Therefore, they are top students.
所以他们是很好的学生。
But in the secondary, third tier schools.
在次等的学校中
，and they hear the point, and then but they don't open the book to study on their own.
他们听见教授所讲的点，他们自己不会打开书本来读。
And so, and then later on, they blame, "Oh, the teacher did not teach me."
所以常常他们都埋怨教授没有教他们。
And you know that easy, fast, and simple is not wrong necessarily.
我们知道简单轻松并不是错误的。
But if we are looking for easy, simple, and fast solution.
但我们如果只是在找这一些答案的时候
，and thinking this is the whole thing, then we are wrong.
那我们就说这只是我们所要的全部，那就错了。
There once in a while go eat some fast food is not bad.
有时候我们去吃一点快餐并不是不好。
But for the sake of filling your stomach, every meal you eat fast food, then it's pretty bad.
当然，为了要填饱肚子，如果每一天都去吃快餐，那就不好了。
So let us not have this attitude when we come to church.
当我们来聚会的时候，让我们不要有这样的态度。
You must eat regular meal yourself.
我们需要有规律的吃饭。
And then you come to the meeting.
然后我们来到聚会的里面。
And then you eat an even better meal, hopefully.
然后我们也许可以吃到一顿更丰盛的。
But we are all interrelated.
都是有关系的。
Bad student, bad teacher.
坏学生，坏老师。
Good students.Good teachers.
好学生，好老师。
They help each other.
他们都互相帮助。
So if the pulpit's getting weaker and weaker,
如果讲坛越来越弱，
we know we are all at fault.
我觉得我们都有错。
If the pulpit's getting better and better,
如果讲坛越来越强，
we know we all contribute to it.
我们都在里面都有份。
Because spiritual reality is something real.
因为属灵实际是那么真实。
In the time of the kingdom of Israel,
在以色列那个国度的时候
They only want easy, fast, simple things.
他们只要简单轻松的事情。
They say this is effective.
他们说这是有效果的。
You see, we have blessings from the Lord on the outside.
看我们在外面有神的祝福。
And we have majority of the people.
我们也有多数的人。
Jerusalem, the tribe of Judah only has a very few people down there.
在耶路撒冷犹大支派只有少数的人。
We have the majority of people. We have a bigger piece of land.
我们有多数的人，也有比较大的地。
And therefore, the Lord has blessed us because we also worship and give offerings.
所以神祝福我们，因为我们也给他奉献。
The Lord roars from Zion.
主必从锡安吼叫。
He utters his voice in Jerusalem.
他从耶路撒冷发声。
No, you're missing the point.
啊，不对，这不是你错了。
You don't understand, and you have not prepared yourself to meet the Lord.
你不明白，你也没有预备迎接你的神。
And the Lord opened up the book of Amos, said, three transgressions, and for four, I will punish them.
主在阿摩斯书里面说，三番四次你们犯罪。
Oh, people say, what did we do wrong?
人说我们到底做错什么？
You know, but the Lord has counted them down. One by one, you have done wrong in this and this and that.
主把他们所做错的一件一件的数给他们。
Now, if doing wrong is not fatal, the Lord would not have to roar.
你做错事并不至于死。
Then the Lord does not have to roar.
主也不需要吼叫。
But then, whenYou know, some of us who are parents, you know that sometimes we need to lift up our voices a little bit, right?
我们做父母的知道，有时候我们需要讲对孩子大声一点。
And you know, we are not crazy people.
我们也知道我们并不是发疯。
Some children think all parents are crazy.
有的儿女觉得父母都有点疯了。
But we're not crazy.
但我们并没有疯。
We are not like roaring, shouting all the time kind of guy.
我们并不是一直在那里吼叫。
But let us be wise a little bit.
但是让我们有一点智慧。
When a teacher is shouting,
当一个教授在那里大叫的时候。
When our parents are shouting,
或者父母在那里吼叫的时候。
And when our preacher is shouting,
或者我们传道人在那里吼叫的时候。
And when the Lord is roaring,
当主在那里吼叫的时候。
This is the time we cannot afford to ignore him.
这是我们不能够忽略他的时候。
Because if we keep ignoring the Lord, we will pay.
因为我们一直，如果我们一直忽略它，我们必要付上代价。
And the price that we pay is something we cannot afford.
这样的代价是我们付不起的。
For three transgressions and four, I will punish them.
三番四次的犯罪，我必不免去他的刑罚。
If you read through chapter 1 and chapter 2, then you will say, Oh, Lord is right and everybody else is wrong.
所以你读第一、第二章，你会说主是对的，别人都是错了。
And of course, the Lord is right.
当然主是对的。
But how come we, the people living on earth, professing that we believe in the Lord, are slow to respond?
为什么我们觉得我们知道主是对的，然后我们却那么行动却那么迟缓？
Because the reality is that we are all spiritually blind.
因为这个实际就是我们都是属灵盲目的。
And we do not identify with the heart of God from above.
我们对神的，我们并不明白神的心思。
And so let us read chapter 3.
我们读第三章。
We'll read 4 to 8.
读第四到第八节。
Together. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Judah and for four, I will not revoke his punishment, because they rejected the law of the Lord and have not kept his statutes. Their lies also have fled them astray. Those after which their fathers walked. Oh, sorry. Chapter 3, 4. If a trumpet is blown in a city, will not be the people trembled. If calamity occurs in the city, has not the Lord done it? Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret counsel to his servants, the prophet. A lioness roar who will not fear the Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy.The preacher just read from the wrong chapter, so it didn't make sense to him.
我读错了章节。
So you know, sometimes it happens.
有时候会发生这样的事。
Mistakes are all the time.
常常会犯错。
But what happens if we make a mistake?
如果我们犯错了怎么办？
We correct from it.
我们就矫正过来。
It's okay to make a mistake.
犯错并没有关系。
Not okay to keep making the same mistakes, right?
但一直犯错就不好。
So chapter 3 says that the Lord roars for a reason.
第三章讲到说主耶稣吼叫是有原因的。
And he symbolized why a lion will roar.
他讲到为什么狮子会吼叫。
And usually a lion roars because he has taken a prey.
有时候狮子吼叫是因为他抓到了猎物。
And why? Because it's about to devour that prey.
因为他要开始把那个吞吃那个猎物。
You know, you see this National Geographic, then the lions caught a prey. What do? They roar.
你看到电视上那个节目，当他们抓到猎物的时候，他们就咆哮。
And everybody knows the lion is about to have a meal.
狮子就开始要吃了。
And the Lord uses this to talk about the relationship between him and the believers.
主用这个讲到信主的人和他的关系。
And it is a very bad thing that is about to happen to the believers, and yet they became prey.
这是一件很严肃的事，当信徒快要成为猎物的时候。
And you know, it is not fun to be judged by the Lord God Almighty.
当神审判我们的时候，这并不好玩。
It is not his intent.
这也不是神的用意。
To punish anyone.
来审判任何一个人。
You know, just talk about parents.
我们讲到做父母的。
The parents like to whisper to the child and say,Do this right and you'll be okay.
父母盼望很小声地对儿女说话。
The parents never want to yell at the child and then they do something.
父母从来不盼望对着儿女吼叫。
And if we are like that, we are crazy.
如果我们真的这样，那我们真的有问题。
The Lord is not crazy.
但主不是疯了。
He wants his child to know and to learn.
他要他的儿女认识他。
But then,The child did not keep ignoring him.
但神的儿女却常常忽略他。
And so therefore the Lord roars.
所以主必从锡安吼叫。
But who knows that the Lord roars?
但谁知道主吼叫了呢？
Who knows in this book?
在这个卷书里面谁知道主吼叫了？
Anybody? Amos knows.
阿摩斯知道。
Why he knows?
为什么他知道？
Because the Lord reveals it to him.
因为主向他显现。
Now he became like a crazy man.
所以他就好像一个疯了的人。
When everybody says it is good,
当每一个人都说现在很好。
Look, our work is nice. We are doing something, and then there are people, you know, coming to the Lord.
我们的工作很好。
And they say, oh, you know, we've been blessed by the Lord. Look, we are so happy together.
主也非常的祝福我们。
Is Amos crazy and say that the Lord roars?
阿摩斯是疯了吗？说主必从锡安吼叫。
By the sight of man, Amos is crazy.
从一面来讲，阿摩斯是疯了。
But then Amos reveals the heart of the Lord.
但阿摩斯却把主的心显明出来。
And we know historically it's proven that Amos was right, the whole Israel was wrong.
阿摩斯是对的，整个以色列是错了。
For Israelite did not know that they are about to be judged severely by the Lord, and yet they do not know it.
因为以色列人并不知道说他们神要审判他们。
So the Lord sent his servants to warn his people.
神差遣他的仆人去警告他的百姓。
Amos said, "Unless the Lord revealed it to him, how can he prophesy?"
阿摩斯说，若非主向他发命，谁能说预言呢
？Unless a lion is about to devour his prey, how can he roar?
狮子若非抓食，岂能在林中咆哮呢
？And that is just cause and effect.
这是因果。
And we must know that it is something very serious.
这是很严重的事。
Now today we are talking about seek me that you may live.
今天我们讲到你们要寻求我就必存活。
And why? Because if you keep ignoring the Lord, you won't live.
为什么？因为你一直忽略神，你就没办法存活。
Amos is telling everybody, come on, shape up, wake up already.
阿摩斯要所有的人都苏醒过来。
And we will read chapter 8.
我们读第八章。
Verses 11 to
11-13
Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine for bread or a thirst for water, but rather for hearing the words of the Lord. And people will stagger from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They will go to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, but they will not find it.And verse 13, in that day, the beautiful virgins and the young men will faint from thirst. The most severe punishment, I imagine, that the Lord will give to his people.
这是神给他儿女最严重的审判。
Is that one day he will hide himself from his people.
就是有一天神会向着他的百姓隐藏起来。
When believer is cut off from the God that they believe in,
当信徒与神断绝的时候,
their belief has no reality.
他们所信的就没有任何实际。
When Christians are cut off from Christ,
当基督徒与基督断绝的时候,
they have no reality.
他们就没有任何实际。
And when the co-workers are cut off from their co-working,
当同工们与他一同同工的断绝的时候,
then there is no co-working reality.
那就没有同工的实际。
When the disciples are cut off from the gate, then there is no reality of the disciples.
当门徒离开了那个门, 就没有任何实际。
就没有那个门徒的实际。 It is something very simple and straightforward.
那是很简单很直接的。
We cannot call ourselves believers, yet we are cut off from God himself.
我们不能称自己为门徒信徒，而我们却与神断绝。
We cannot think of ourselves disciples, yet we are cut off from the Lord who is being the gate of the sheep.
我们不能觉得自己是门徒，我们却远离神的门。
We cannot call ourselves Christian.
也不能称自己是基督徒。
If we do not know where Christ is.
如果我们不知道基督在哪里。
The Lord say, "Behold, days are coming."
主说看哪日子将到。
And then you will not be able to hear the words of the Lord.
你们将听不见神的话。
You will stagger to and fro and try to find the words, but you cannot.
你们要漂流来漂流去，却找不到神的话。
Seek the Lord while you have today, that you can hear his words and he can be found.
趁着有今天要来寻求神。
And the Lord is making himself available to all of us so that if you want, you can come to hear his words.
我们若是要，我们都可以来到神的面前。
Behold, days are coming and you cannot find these words and you will be thirsting and hungry for it.
看哪日子将到，我们将找不到这样子的话，我们会饥饿，会干渴。
And this is such a severe threat.
这是那样严重的警告。
Yet it is so real.
也是那样真实。
In that day, beautiful virgins and the young men will faint from thirst.
当那日美貌的处女和少年的男子必因干渴发昏。
You know, all of us have a spiritual reality when we became born again.
当我们重生的时候，每一个人都有一个属灵的实际。
Christ comes to dwell in our humble hearts because we believe.
基督来住在我们卑微人的心中，因为我们相信他。
He is with us as one.
他和我们就是一个。He
makes us Christian.
他使我们成为基督徒。
He makes us believers.
他使我们成为信徒。
He makes us his disciples.
他使我们成为门徒。
All the reality is tied with this Christ who died for all of us.
所有的实际都与这一位为我们钉在十架上的主连结。
And when we sin, then we realize his blood can wash away our sins.
从此我们就知道他的宝血除去我们的罪。
We need him to be our reality at all times.
我们需要他做我们的实际。
But even we are believers,
就算我们是信徒,
just like the Israelites, they know God and His law.
就像以色列人，他们认识神，也知道神在那里吼叫。
But they cannot afford to ignore the Lord time and again.
他们不能一再地忽略神。
So the Lord roars from Zion.
所以神就必从锡安吼叫。
Because one day you cannot have any of this privilege anymore.
因为有一天你不再会有这样的权利。Brothers
and sisters, I'm not talking about something very far-fetched.
弟兄姊妹，我不是在讲一件事情好像很远的。And
I'm talking about a spiritual reality. When we ignore the Lord, we cannot hear his words.
我们讲的是一个实际，当你忽略神的时候，你就没有这个实际。Not
only we prepare our hearts to meet the Lord.
我们不仅要预备我们的心迎见神。
One step further down this journey is that we must aggressively rise up to seek him while he can be found.
我们更要积极地起来寻求他，趁着他还可以被寻见的时候。
It doesn't matter when you were born again how beautiful virgin that you are.
不管你是不是重生的或美貌的处女。
It's when you are born again, doesn't matter how you were made beautiful in the sight of the Lord.
无论你在神面前多美丽,
Or strong as a young man before the Lord.
或者如同少年的男子。
But you know, beauty and strength will die when you are separated from the Lord.
当你离开主的时候，美丽和能力都会过去。
Therefore, we must hold fast to the Lord.
所以我们要抓住我们的主。
Seek him while he can be found.
要寻求他的面。
The Lord roars from Zion.
主必从锡安吼叫。
You know, we all serve the Lord in His house.
我们都在神的家中一同侍奉。
But serve the Lord is not just to do something.
侍奉神不是只是做一些事情。
Serve the Lord must first require us to come to treasure Him and to seek after Him.
侍奉神需要我们先来渴慕神。
And so therefore, every one of us prepare to meet the Lord in our service.
所以我们在服事的里面，我们要预备我们的心。
Everyone seek the Lord in our service.
在服事的里面，我们要来寻求神。
This is not a social club.
这不是一个社交的团体。
A church must have the spiritual reality.
教会里面必须要有属灵的实际。
And if we call each other brothers and sisters,
如果我们称彼此为弟兄姊妹，
then we know we share one single life.
那我们知道我们就分享同一个生命。
That single life exists.Whether you like it or not.
那一个生命无论你喜欢不喜欢都存在。
If we love the Lord, we love each other.
如果你爱神你就会彼此相爱。
And we learn from each other.
我们就会彼此学习。
Let us not take shortcuts.
我们不要走短径。
Apart from the Lord, there is no reality.
离开神没有实际。
Christian can do a lot of Christian things, but that it means nothing to the Lord.
基督徒可以在外面做很多的事，但对神来说没有任何意义。
Behold, days are coming.
看哪，日子将到。
Let us read chapter 9.
我们再读第九章。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when the plowman will overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes him who sows seed, when the mountains will drip sweet wine and all the hills will be dissolved.The Lord is giving us the big picture. Not only behold, days are coming, judgments will arrive.
不仅日子将到，审判也要来临。
The Lord does not just threaten people.
主并不只是在这里警告人。
But He wants to also tell us the picture that if you come to seek after Him, what will be the results?
他也给我们看见一个图片，如果我们来寻求他，我们将会得到什么。
Of course, if you don'tRespond to him and do not seek after him, then punishment will come.
当然，如果你没有反应，不寻求他，审判就要来临。
But if you seek after him,
如果你寻求神
，one day beautiful blessings will pour upon his people.
有一天，神的祝福就会临到他的百姓。
And what does it say here?
这里说
，It says the plowman will overtake the reaper.
就说耕种的必接续收割的。
And that means when the reaper just not even finished reaping, the plowman is already come and then tilling the ground already again.
当收割的还没有收完，耕种的就来了。
And the treader of grapes him who sowed seed.
采葡萄的必接续撒种的。
And the one is just about not even finishing up treading the grapes and to make the wine, and the one who is already coming to sow seed.
人还在那里采葡萄，就有人来撒种了。
And it talked about the cycle of the
Lord's blessing. 讲到一个循环。
And he will motivate people, he will energize his people to do the good work.
他会鼓励人，会给人力量来做事。
When all the people are coming to come to the Lord and he holds all constructions.
当所有人都来到神面前的时候。
When everybody is moving along by the Lord.
当每一个人都被神在那里推动。
A great harvest will come and not stop.
一个大的丰收就要来到。
The whole mountain will be so full of productions.
整座山要满了丰富。
Dripping with sweet wine.
大山要滴下甜酒。
And the hills will be dissolved.
小山都必消化。
Oh, it will be dissolved.
都必消化。
And small hills will no longer stand before the Lord.
小山没有办法在神面前站住。
And the most difficult thing, in contrast, will bring good results for the people of the Lord.
最重要的是
The most challenging thing for the Lord's people.
对神的儿女最重要的是
最挑战性的东西 is as high as a high mountain.
就如大山那样
It is so full of challenge to God's people.
是对神的儿女是那么有挑战性的。
But God can make it to drip sweet wine for all his people.
但神可以使他滴下甜酒。
The Lord only wants to turn us around and bless us.
神要我们回转, 要来祝福我们。
And when we are in the hands of the Lord because we sought after him,
我们如果寻求他, 我们就在神的手中。
He is able to pour down all the heavenly blessings upon us.
他要把天上所有的福分倾倒下来。
We are not going after joy, peace, and blessings.
我们并不是只寻求, 喜乐平安。
If you have God, you have joy, peace, and blessings.
如果你有神, 你就有喜乐平安和祝福。
If you're looking for joy, peace, and blessings, you won't have joy, peace, nor blessings.
如果你只是寻求喜乐平安祝福, 你仍然得不到。
This is very important for us to grasp.
这是我们很重要的, 我们需要来抓住。
Lastly, we will read chapter 5, verses 4 and 7.
最后我们读第五章, 第四到第七节。
For thus says the Lord to the house of Israel, Seek me that you may leave, but do not resort to Bethel, and do not come to Gilgal, nor cross over to Beersheba. For Gilgal will certainly go into captivity, and Bethel will come to trouble. Seek the Lord that you may live, lest he break forth like a fire, O house of Joseph, and he consume with none to quench it for Bethel. For those who turn justice into wormwood and cast righteousness down to the earth, we cannot afford to ignore the Lord.
我们不能够忽略神。
In the book of Amos, the Lord three times has twice talked about something.
神在阿摩斯书里面三次讲到同样的事情。
And the first thing is that the Lord roars like a lion.
第一件事,主像, 狮子那样吼叫。
And the Lord talks about it twice.
主两次提到这个事。
And the second is, Behold, days are coming.
第二件事讲到, 看哪日子将到。
The Lord used that phrase twice.
主用了两次这句话。
And the third time is, Seek me that you may live.
第三个就是, 你们要寻求我就必存活。
The Lord repeated that phrase twice.
主两次讲到这句话。
It is in the principle of the Lord when he wants to catch his believers' attention, he repeated twice.
这是主的原则, 当他要得到信徒注意力的时候, 他会重复他的话。
Why? Because we've been ignoring him.
为什么? 因为我们常常忽略他。
He says, Seek me that you do not, that you may not, you may live.
他说, 你们要寻求我就必存活。
And he wants us to live and live on abundantly.
他要我们存活, 而且存活得那么丰富。
But here he gives us the warning of what not to do.
但他这里也警告我们不要做什么。
Do not go down south.
不要往伯特利。
Bethel and Gilgal is south of Israel.
伯特利和吉甲是在以色列的南边。
And Beersheba is south of the land of Judah.
别士巴是在,
What is the meaning of going down south?
往南下是什么意思?
Going down south means that you look at the outward circumstance.
南下就讲到我们看到外面的环境。
And then you say it is too difficult.
我们觉得说这太难了。
And then you want to go the easy route, then you go down south.
我们就想走捷径, 所以我们就南下。
And the people of Israel have this tendency. To go down south.
以色列人有这样的倾向,
In fact, all believers have that tendency. All human nature have that tendency to take the easy route.
所有神的儿女, 所有天然的人都有这样的倾向。
And Jeroboam, the first king of Israel, knows the human nature.
耶罗伯安, 以色列第一个王知道人的这样的天性。
Therefore, he set up temples. He set up the high places in Dan and in Bethel. With golden cows for people to go down to.
所以他在那里建造了金牛犊,
because he doesn't want people to go all the way to Jerusalem to the high to the Mount of Zion to worship.
因为他不要人到锡安山去敬拜神。
And he just wants people, why go that far? Within the land of Israel, you can worship already.
他只要人在以色列境地来敬拜就可以了。
You know, we cannot afford to take the easy route in the spiritual journey.
在属灵的旅程中, 我们不能走捷径。
Don't go down south.
不要往南下。
And we know the forefathers, when the famine comes, the great difficulties is too great, they all went down south.
我们知道我们的先祖, 当, 饥荒来的时候, 他们都南下了。
And so therefore, they went down as far as Beersheba.
所以他们一直走到了别士巴。
And Beersheba is in the land of south, it's in the Negev area.
别士巴就是在南边的。
And so we know that don't go down south, particularly don't go to Bethel.
特别不要往伯特利去。
What is the meaning of Bethel?
伯特利是什么意思?
Bethel means house of God.
伯特利讲到神的家。
And the house of God is something we say, oh, we all want to go.
神的家是我们每一个人都要去的地方。
But Bethel, you cannot go because it has a name.
但不要往伯特利去，因为它只是有这个名字。
Therefore, I often tell my English group brothers and sisters, don't go to church because it has a name that it is a church.
我常常跟英文组的弟兄姊妹说，不要去教会，只是因为它有教会这个名称。
And go to the house of God because it is the house of God to you.
要去神的家，因为他对你来说是神的家。
You go to church because of your choice of meeting the Lord there.
你去神的家，因为你有选择要在那里遇见神。
You don't go to church not because it has a name church on the outside, therefore you go in.
你去教会，并不是因为他在外面有个牌子说是教会，你就去。
And Bethel in here represent an ideal without the reality.
伯特利在这里讲到失去实际，只有理想的。
And it is the place where Jacob dreamt the ladder of heaven.
在这里就是雅各梦见那个天梯。
It's an ideal, oh, in such a place, I call it Bethel, the house of God.
那是一个很理想的地方，他称那里是神的家。
It is good for Jacob to have that personal experience.
对雅各来说是一个很好的个人经历。
But it's not good just for following someone's dream and then you think this is the house of God.
但我们如果只是跟随别人的梦想,
the reality of the house of God is God himself.
我们知道神的家就是神自己。
And in the time of Judges, when the people of Israel do not know God, and then they use the ark as the reality.
在士师时代，神的百姓不认识神，他们用约柜来做这一个事情。
They casually move the ark there, here and there.
他们很随便的把约柜搬来搬去。
So we know at some point in time, the ark was also placed in Bethel.
所以我们知道有一阵子，约柜也放在。
But Bethel is not what God intended for it to be.
但伯特利并不是这个意思。
The Lord has set up his temple in Jerusalem.
神把他的殿放在耶路撒冷。
And the Lord has symbolically speaking.
这是预表的说法。
Which means where the Lord dwells, his peace dwells.
而讲到神住在那里。
In the New Testament, we know it is not Samaria nor Jerusalem, but worship the Lord in spirit and truth.
我们知道在新约的里面敬拜神不是在撒玛利亚。
What is the Lord talking about? He's talking about a spiritual reality that we cannot afford to miss.
我们是用心灵和城市来敬拜神。
And Gilgal is another place.
基甲是另外一个地方。
And I will quickly finish. I'm sorry I go over time.
对不起，我超过时间，我会。
Gilgal means self-will. Without reality.
基甲就失去实际。
Because in the beginning, Gilgal means to roll away your shame.
基甲的意思就是滚去你的罪。
But then the people of Israel at that time, they already lost the meaning of Gilgal.
所以那个时候以色列的人已经失去那一个实际。
And they still want to worship the Lord. A lot of times they go back to Gilgal thinking that this is a new beginning that they can have for them.
但他们还是想要来敬拜神，他们觉得说回到基甲就是一个重新新的开始。
When the people who are having the Lord's presence going to Gilgal,
当他们有神的同在回到基甲,
that means they have crossed over the River Jordan.
就是他们越过了约旦河。
That means they received circumcision.
他们也受了割礼。
And that means they recognize God as God.
他们也认识神就是神。
It is the circumcision of the heart.
这是心里面的割礼。
It is a new generation of believers in the new promised land.
是在一个神应许之地，一个新的时代开始。
But people who are already in the promised land,
百姓已经在应许之地。
We should pay attention to seeking the Lord and not go back to Gilgal.
我们要注意的是要寻求神，而不是回到基甲。
And at such a place, Joshua has met the Lord.
在这个地方，约书亚遇见了神。
He met the Lord in such a place called Gilgal.
他在基甲遇见神。
And then he said, "Are you for us or you are against us?"
然后他说，你是为我们的吗？还是来抵挡我们的？
The Lord say, I am neither for you nor against you.
神却说我不是为你，我也不是抵挡你。
And then he declared, I am the captain of salvation.
神说我是救恩的元帅。
The Lord comes to lead us on.
神来要带我们往前。
He is not coming after a group of people who have self-will to start a new beginning.
他不是要来救我们这些
Well, the people of Israel, they don't need to have another beginning. Once again, they will to do something for the Lord together. The people who already know the Lord and in the promised land, all they need to know is to seek after the Lord. Where?
在哪里?
Just wherever they are.
无论你在哪里,
do not go down to Bethel, do not go down to Gilgal.
不要去伯特利,
all those are just spiritual jargon for you to try to fancy something.
这只是一些属灵的名词。
And Beersheba means an escape.
别士巴的意思是,
And actually, that's my meaning to it.
这是我自己的解释。
The biblical understanding is the well of covenant.
在圣经里面, 它的解释是立约的井。
And because Abraham dug the well there,
因为亚伯拉罕在那里挖了一口井,
Isaac dug well there,
以撒也在那里挖了井。
So they both call those places the Beersheba because the Lord has given them peace.
他们都称那里是别士巴,
and they have made covenants with the local people over there.
他们在那里与当地的人立约。
And you know, believers a lot of times make covenants to escape.
信徒常常立约,
instead of make resolution to change, they make resolution to make resolution.
只是盼望能够有一个结果。
Instead of making resolution to change themselves,
并不只是盼望，不只是为了自己要有什么改变。
他们为了自己有改变，所以他们就 resolution 是什么启示？他们就定义，下定决心，他们要有一个为在自己里面有下定一个决心。 Where am I? I'm here. So they make resolution again and again to make resolution.
所以他们就一次一次的,
But then resolution doesn't fly.
但是定义并不会,
You can say, okay, next week starting Monday, I will resolve into reading Bible.
你会说下礼拜我 定义我要开始读圣经。
Or you say next week I will have a midterm, so I will do it next week.
或者下礼拜我因为有,
a lot of times we don't seek after the Lord now.
我们常常不是在现在来寻求神。
We make resolution because this seems to be convenient.
我们常常定义因为觉得这是很,
方便的。 But every time you make a covenant like that, it's just for you to escape.
每一次你立这样的约, 只是为了你能够逃跑。
Do not go down to Beersheba.
不要过到别士巴。
Esau sold his birthright at Beersheba.
以扫在别士巴将他长子的名分卖了。
When Elijah is threatened by Jezebel, he fled to Beersheba.
当以利亚被, 耶西别追, 追杀的时候, 他逃到了别士巴。
Then you say, oh, I am Elijah. I go down to Beersheba.
他说, 我是以利亚, 所以我去别士巴。
You are wrong.
你错了。
Don't go down to Beersheba.
不要过到别士巴。
And you say, oh, you know, I'm Esau, I'm famished, you know, I have to pay attention to immediate need.
我是以扫, 我需要,
You are wrong.
你错了。
No escape can be given to anybody.
我们没有任何逃跑的原因。
Don't give yourself reasons to not do the Lord's words.
不要给你自己许多理由而不行神的旨意。
Resolve to seek after the Lord now.
我们要现在来寻求神。
Do not go down to Bethel.
不要去, Bethel。
Do not go down to Gilgal.
不要进入基甲。
Nor cross over to Beersheba.
不要过到别士巴。
For Bethel means house of the Lord without reality.
因为伯特利讲到神的家,
and Gilgal means self-willed without reality.
吉甲讲到自己的意思而没有实际。
Beersheba simply means an escape without reality.
别示巴讲到只是逃跑而没有实际。
Anything without reality is easy.
任何没有实际的东西都很简单。
Fast.
都很快。
Simple.
都很简单,
都很容易,
都很容易。
So we know that we don't want to go easy, simple, fast.
我们不要很简单, 很快, 很容易的。
We only want one thing, and that is God Himself.
我们只要一件事情, 就是神自己。
Seek after Him while He can be found today.
寻求他, 趁着他心才能够被寻见的时候。
And the question is how?
问题是如何寻求他。
And may the Lord teach us how.
愿神自己来教导我们。
But you must have the heart.
但你必须有这样的心,
and you must do it now.
你必须现在做。
You don't need to wait till tomorrow when you have quiet down and then seek after the Lord.
你不需要等到明天才来寻求神。
For you are already in the promised land, Christ is in you, you are in Christ.
因为你已经在应许之地, 基督在你里面, 你在基督里面。
The Lord roars to catch your attention.
主吼叫为要得到你的注意力。
He wants you and me to seek after Him today.
他要你今天就来寻求他。
Don't wait for your husband or wife or father or mother or children.
不要等你的先生或太太或者父母儿女。
Seek after the Lord today when He can be found.
趁着他还能被寻见的时候来寻求他。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we are